Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting second. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyevin. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is called out on strikes. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Gossage covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Thompson steals second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Carew steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Weiniger moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brohmer strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger strikes out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay juggles the ball. That's an error on McKay. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr bunts towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field. Ford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. Lemon scores. Horta moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Spencer reaches second base with a double. May goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Vic Albury now pitching. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dent takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr bunts towards first. Carew reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Lemon attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.